It is 8 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, the crisis facing California firefighters. The water shortage brought on by the drought has Cal Fire rethinking how it's going to fight fires in what could be the worst fire season in recent memory. Here's KGO 810's Tiana McLeish.
California is entering its fourth year of drought, and reservoirs, creeks, and lakes are running low. Scott Jailbert with Cal Fire says they are continuing to take preventative measures.
We still have to train our crews, and we still have to flow water, but we're trying to minimize the water.
But in the event of a large fire, Cal Fire helicopters may have to travel further than normal to reach adequate water resources.
Unless we're fortunate that a fire occurs real close to a water source.
The Associated Press has forced the release of some damaging pictures at the center of that oil spill along the Santa Barbara coastline. An engineer says the photos show the pipe in question had extensive corrosion. It also, he says, reveals clues about the cause of the rupture.
We have had cases of thefts of other utilities, such as electricity, cable, but in my career, this is the first time I've heard of water.
Well, you knew it was only a matter of time. Police in Milpitas are now on the lookout for water thieves. That's right. Correspondent Jim Roop with how the crime is being pulled off.
Thieves, seen on surveillance video, have been hooking up hoses to spigots of businesses in a local strip mall and filling 55-gallon barrels.
This could be a growing crime trend.
Milpitas PD Sergeant Brian Hinckley says some homes may have been targeted. There's no surveillance or proof of that yet, but city hydrants have been wrenched open. Water has been illegally diverted from natural resources all across the state.
We could see it more often as the drought continues into the summer.
There is a penal code when it comes to stealing utilities, so there is penalties that can be assessed, even jail time if the theft value exceeds $950.
Slow sales and falling gasoline prices leading Honda to stop selling its gas-electric hybrid and natural gas-powered version of the Civic. The Japanese automaker also plans to pull the plug on its plug-in rechargeable version of the Accord. Newer, more efficient versions expected out next year. And now to solving cold case crimes in Oakland.
Come on and please give us a hand. We need your help.
The pleas of family members now getting a boost from posters, billboards, and a new cold case website. But as KGO 810's Leslie Brinkley reports, fear is still a big obstacle.
18-year-old Ayana Dominguez was gunned down at a Wendy's drive-thru on International Boulevard last July. Oakland Police Lieutenant Ronald Holmgren.
We know that more than one person is responsible for Ayana's death, that she wasn't the intended target. So we're appealing for anyone with information, however slight.
It's part of a new cold case campaign in Oakland to remind witnesses to speak up in old murder cases.
A day doesn't go by that I don't think about her.
Police hope people will have less of a fear of retribution as time passes.
Rachel Dolezal quit today. She's the controversial president of the NAACP in Spokane, Washington. Here's correspondent Stephanie Elam.
She did not answer that one burning question, whether or not she is black or white. And she also did not apologize, which some people here in the community wish that she had done.
New information tonight about the woman at the center of that prison escape in New York involving two convicted killers. Bail was set today at $100,000 for Joyce Mitchell, the prison employee and alleged accomplice. Correspondent Randy Cade tells us there is growing evidence this was a crime of passion.
Joyce Mitchell was having a sexual relationship, not just a friendship, but a sexual relationship with Richard Matt.
Richard Matt was convicted of killing his 76-year-old boss by snapping his neck and then cutting up his body before throwing the pieces into a river. No sign of Matt or David Sweat. Movie lovers, listen up.
And remember, if something chases you, run.
Jurassic World had the biggest opening weekend of all time. The fourth installment of the series brought in a whopping $208 million during its first weekend here in the U.S. Abroad, it brought in $315 million more. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:04.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra, Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
It is 8:05 on KGO. Time again for Traffic on the Fives with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Beach Blanket Babylon in Livermore. Westbound 580 construction has you stop and go from Isabel Avenue back to about South Vasco Road. 580 eastbound in Livermore at about Greenville Road, you've got a hit-and-run accident there in the center divider. It's not causing any slowdowns yet, but I will keep you posted on that. Palo Alto, northbound 101, traffic is still trying to relax. You're stop and go from University back to just before Oregon Expressway. Union City, northbound 880, traffic is coming to a stop now between Dakota Road and Paseo Padre Parkway. Beach Blanket Babylon is the perfect night out with friends filled with spoofs of your favorite pop culture characters, big hats, big hair, and big laughs. It's the ultimate only in San Francisco experience. For tickets, visit beachblanketbabylon.com today or call 415-421-4222. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the A's are up on the Padres tonight in San Diego, 3-0 top of the third. And the Giants have tied the score over at AT&T Park. San Francisco-Seattle tied at 1, bottom of 3. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Well, it seems like we're falling into one of those weather patterns, one of those good weather patterns. Here's KGO 810 weather forecaster Spencer Christian.
Warm to hot across much of the Bay Area this week, with perhaps even hotter weather this weekend. Tomorrow we'll have a mid to upper 80s in our inland communities, perhaps even some low to mid 90s. Along the Bay Shoreline tomorrow we'll see highs reaching into the mid and upper 70s, and we'll see low 60s mainly on the coast.
Right now around the Bay Area, we've still got lots of sunshine. It's 61 degrees in Concord, 55 in Half Moon Bay, 67 in Fairfield, 66 in Santa Cruz, 57 in San Mateo, 62 in San Jose, and we've got 57 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
And remember, something chases you.
Run.
Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
You'll need a San Francisco warning for this.
We here at Starbucks recently introduced 6 Frappuccino flavors to commemorate the drink's 20th anniversary. But it doesn't end there. We're also unveiling several new beverages to further confuse you when you come in half awake. Try the new cinnamon. I just paid $12 for a drink that would have cost me $1 at McDonald's decaf. The hazelnut. I don't even like the taste of coffee, but I'm trying to fit in with my hipster friends who probably don't like it either. Macchiato. And the rainforest. I'm not actually going to buy anything today. I'm just doing work on my laptop triple mocha. There's also the new I have issues with my stepdad latte, the caramel yes. My husband left me for the nanny cappuccino, and the skinny I used to have a position in middle management until they outsourced my job to a country without a potable water supply, grande. Buy any one of them, and you get a free download of the best of Starbucks
that would be
music.
The valley.
Featuring and the unforgettable Starbucks. We can't promise it will get your name right on the cup. But you can't promise that you're not using us for free Wi-Fi until the bus gets here. And that's why we lock the bathrooms. Starbucks.
Okay, so the San Francisco City Council, apparently they're going to go after the sugar, the pop industry. And now there's mention, and I read this over the weekend, well, you know, Starbucks might have to warn their patrons about sugar in the drinks also.
God,
especially with all of these new drinks, all these new Frappuccinos. Yeah. Red Velvet, Lemon Bar, Caramel, Coca, Cluster, Cotton Candy, Cupcake, Cinnamon Roll.
Remind me how this is different from Baskin-Robbins.
Oh, not much.
It's not.
It comes in a cup.
There a million years ago. I mean, you'd order something and you just have to spit it out. It was so sweet. I like coffee.
Well, there's method to that madness, because if they can get you hooked on the caffeine, just think about the caffeine and the sugar together.
Nah, you know, that's not a thing.
You know what?
It's the fat that people are going back for. They're like, oh, let's go get a coffee. And then it's really an ice cream drink with a mound of Cool Whip on top. Cool Whip.
And laced with a lot of caffeine, which makes it even more fun. Maybe not. Yeah. Here, Heather, at the top of the week, why are we doing proven ways to improve your attractiveness immediately?
Listen, you can do it really fast, but I'm basically giving you 4.5 days until Friday to look good for me, all right?
Okay. That's exactly what she's doing. So I'm to remove excess body hair. A new study conducted in New Zealand and California investigated women's preference regarding men's physical traits found that when looking at women's, women are looking at photographs of men with varying amounts of body hair, women gave higher ratings to those with less and less and less. It got better and better and better. Ratings for attractiveness tended to decrease as the amount of chest and abdominal hair increased. So, you know, if you got that gorilla look going on,
start shaving now.
Yes. To look better topless before a big date, shave the night before, wax a couple days before, start investing in laser hair removal. Ouch. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And other hair removal
time it takes
trends.
Just 10 minutes or more if you have a lot of hair. Another way to improve your attractiveness almost immediately is to brood for short-term pairings. That's right. We said brood.
In one study. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. It's kind of a, I can't think of his name now. James Dean kind of thing. Brooding. Think James Dean. In one study, when women were asked to rank photographs of men in terms of carnal sexual attraction rather than for long-term relationship potential, the women selected men who looked broody or proud as being more appealing than smiling men.
Is that like time pouty?
Show me your pouty face. Very good. Well done. Time it takes.
It's Monday.
A split second, apparently. Yeah, you can bring it on a Monday, right? A few minutes of negative thinking can put you in a brooding frame of mind.
deal with bad breath right away.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Don't get it in the first place.
Well, you can't help it, but
I guess.
Yes.
If you slept with that mouth all night, maybe. Wear shoes with half-inch heels.
For guys, yes.
Yes, this is correct. Your female friends might tell you that personality is what really counts, but research has revealed that women show a strong preference toward men who are taller than them. You know that. You can waste less time finding a date by confining your search to women who are a couple of inches shorter than you, or you can just up your ante and get a half-inch heel. Trust me, no one will notice it. Time it takes, 5 seconds. Well, not counting the time it takes to buy those shoes.
Stand up straight. Well, I think all men know that, but not all do it. Straightening your spine obviously makes you seem taller, but it make, well, absolutely. It, not maybe, it just will make you appear more confident, more dominant, and more open-minded to being approached.
Create a masculine jaw. Women
now,
in the most
how are we going to do that?
It can be done. Trust me. Listen, women in the most fertile phase of their cycle appear to prefer men with chiseled jawlines. Scientists hypothesize that the high testosterone levels responsible for the appearance of masculine facial traits at puberty also suppress immune functioning and are therefore make you a good catch from a genetic perspective. This stuff's all, you know, deep, deep down in our DNA. We don't know why we do it, but we like the jawline. So men with smaller or more narrow chins can use facial hair to create the look of a more prominent jawline. So it's just how you do your beard might make it look wider.
But we know that the hipster, the hipsters like dudes with the beards. A lot of ladies don't. So if you don't have a beard to cover it up, you know, you can still get it sucked out. But we just read probably a month ago where they have something new coming out that is an injectable that will melt that second chin.
Melt your waggle?
Yeah. Melt my waggle.
Is that what it's called?
Melt my Monday waggle, everybody,
wiggle,
everywhere.
Waggle.
Yeah. Use clothes to create a V-shape.
I
really
love this.
Well,
it's about proportion.
All guys would like to have the V-shaped body, but unless you're going to hang out in the gym all day long, not going to happen. In a study after study, as a matter of fact, V-shaped bodies are deemed more attractive by women, well, and men, obviously. The ideal V-shaped body has a waist-hip ratio and a chest-to-waist ratio. Exercise is great, but you can also fake a better body by getting the right clothing. To give the impression of broad shoulders, a couple of well-tailored blazers and live in them. If your focus is on slimming your torso, favor V-neck tops that skim over your body so it doesn't fit too loosely or tightly.
Ta-da.
Yeah, right in the middle.
V-shaped body. Think about it. Look in the mirror and see what's going on there.
Well, every guy.
And then to that point, you could also actually exercise. Studies have shown
that
women looking for a short-term fling gravitate toward muscular males. Fortunately, as long as you're willing to put in regular sweat sessions and eat properly, a cut body is an achievable goal for most guys. Do be careful, however, you're just ignoring this. Do be careful, however, not to overdo it, as research has also shown that women prefer toned men to the ultra-muscular type of
guys. Yeah, that's true. That's what I hear, that they, you know, so it's not Mr. Muscle Hunk that they're looking for. They're looking for toned, well-toned bodies.
Right, right, right. Toned or I kind of like skinny, skinny, too.
I know you do. All right, let's get to it. This is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to talk to, let me see, Alan Abbott, who ran the leading mortuary. I guess he's a mortician in Hollywood and got an unprecedented glimpse of how celebrities really live and die. This is really cool, this topic. And I have a feeling this is going to be a great conversation. So don't go away. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show, and we'll continue in just a minute on KGO 810.
It's not just summertime. It's crunch time.
Looking forward to that demo derby.
Munch time.
Got some good quesadillas out here. Of course, fried everything.
Stand up and jump time.
I love watching the free concerts.
I'm going to see at least two.
There's pickup and run time.
Can't wait to see those cowboys on the bull.
Kaboom time.
The fireworks are amazing.
Rock the red, white, and blue as the Alameda County Fair returns just in time for summer. With big shows, big concerts, and big fun. June 17th through July 5th.
For the first time, successful business owners can learn how to reduce their taxes by 20 to 40% by using the same tax strategies used by the wealthiest Americans and large companies. Tune in this Sunday at 11 a.m. to hear the Tax Planning Hour right here on KGO 810.
Walgreens has a question. Where do you go when you need a few groceries but not the grocery store pain? You know, the this parking lot is a zoo and I need to be home already pain. Walgreens also has an answer. It's us. With short lines and easy parking, you can get in and out fast with grocery essentials like milk, snacks, and paper towels. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with card, Coke 1.25 liters are 99 cents and six roll packs of Nice brand paper towels are $3.99.
Napa know-how! You bought five quarts of Valvoline conventional oil and a Napa silver filter for just $19.99. So now's your time to shine, king of the cul-de-sac. Just don't drop the drain plug in the pan. Again. Five quarts of Valvoline and a silver filter, just $19.99. Conquer the job with Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state local taxes or recycling fees at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 6/30/15.
My cigar-loving friends, that buzzing sensation you feel in your back pocket is your wallet talking to you. Because it knows that for a limited time and only when you order your favorite cigars from FamousSmoke.com, your wallet is going to get fat and happy with an instant 10% cash back on your next cigar purchase. All the best and highest rated brands are already on sale at LowFamousSmoke.com prices, like Monte Cristo, Cuba Cuba, Romeo, Partagas, and La Gloria, which makes this cashback offer the icing on the cake. So let's keep your wallet happy and your humidor full. And if you need a new humidor, we can even help you there too. It only takes one click to get your free money back. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to save when you order the cigars you love. Get 10% of your hard-earned cash back in your wallet. With your order of $75 or more today, you won't get a bigger return on your cigar dollar from anywhere else. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to order today. FamousSmoke.com. That's FamousSmoke.com.
Talk radio to feed your brain. The Drex Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on KGO 810.
Well, back to my origin for the last dozen years or so of Chicago. Congratulations to the Chicago Blackhawks, who just brought home the Stanley Cup for the third title, third time since 2010. Yay. Yes, and it's been, I don't know how many decades it's been since they won at home, so congratulations to them, and hopefully the Warriors will be next. Bring them on. It was so great to watch Steph play last night. I mean just the whole team, they were amazing against the Cavs. Mm-hmm. Okay. It was so much fun. All right, let's get to Alan Abbott. Hi, good evening, Alan. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
And you are the author of Pardon My Hearse, and this is all about you ran the leading mortuary in Hollywood, and we get an unprecedented glimpse into how celebrities really live and how they die, because we all do.
Well, actually, that was a print mistake by the publisher. We had a company that did backup for over 100 mortuaries in Los Angeles. It was not a single mortuary we did not furnish cars and drivers for. And, of course, whenever we'd get a big one like Marilyn or Natalie Wood or any of those, Clark Gable, I would drive it myself. Obviously, I wanted to, you know, be involved in those. And then, of course, I did all these celebrity drives, Sophia Loren, Elizabeth Taylor, Richard Burton, all those ones. And I was like a fly on the wall just listening to their observations. And sometimes it was really funny.
So this
Wait,
goes...
you said Sophia Loren? Isn't she still alive?
Yes, yeah, as far as I know. In fact, I tried to have my son look her up on the internet to tell her something very important to her, but he was unable to do it. But I'm sure people will tell her when they read the book.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, these are people who have witnessed. Elizabeth Taylor is still around, but you were there on the scene when Richard Burton was put to rest. Is that right?
That's right. They gave me an order to pick them up at the Pomona train station 60 miles out of Los Angeles. And I said, well, why aren't they flying in? And he said, oh, when they flew in for Cleopatra premiere, they got mobbed by about 100 people, and they were trying to pull clothing and hair. Ooh. And so they didn't want that to happen again. So I drove all the way out to Pomona, picked them up. When I got them loaded in their luggage, I started to take go across this big parking lot. And I could see her in the rearview mirror looking out all the windows like she was in a panic. And she says, I wonder where everybody is. And in a very disgusted voice, Burton says, damn it, woman, we went to all this trouble not to have people here. Now you're upset because there's no people here. I need a drink. And that's all he said going back. I need a drink.
Okay, so your car services were for dead people as well as living people who just wanted to, like, sort of scurry through the night and not get noticed.
Right.
Gotcha.
In a hearse? Not in a hearse. Would celebrities? I think you mentioned in your book somewhere that you guys did rent hearses out.
Oh yeah, we rented hearses with train drivers, and there were no big funeral homes in Los Angeles. Other than they were all mom and pop, and so they would order a hearse and a limousine. Sometimes they had one of their own, but other times they would have 2 9 o'clock masses. So we had to cover the other one for them. The reason I call it "Pardon My Hearse" is because I was having to take a hearse home sometimes once or twice a week because I had to be at some movie set. I've been in over 300 movies and TV shows, and I would have to drive it home. But if I had to stop somewhere at somebody's house and people would look out their window and see a hearse in this guy's driveway, they figured he died. I mean, I was apologizing so much because I went to Halloween parties and it. I mean, you name it, we did it.
Oh, my God. Did you ever take it through the drive-thru, like at McDonald's?
Absolutely. And sometimes
anything goes down there in SoCal. Yes, come on.
Yeah, like she just saw the Grim Reaper because they only hear your voice. You pull up to the window and she sees you in a black hearse and wants to run the other way.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, one of the macabre parts of your book is Marilyn Monroe's funeral. And, you know, I'm sure you're aware of the fact that I don't know where it's coming from, but it was from somewhere overseas where they posted the pictures. And it's quite macabre. Yes. Tell us the secrets of what's going on behind her funeral.
Yeah, well, Anthony Summers wrote a book, and in the book he published that horrible picture taken by the Homicide Division. Mm-hmm. When I got the call from one of the two brothers that owned the Westwood Village Mortuary and Cemetery, he said, get out to Westwood. We just got Marilyn. He didn't give me any specific instructions. He just said, get out there and do whatever has to be done. When I got there, there was already 100 people there, all of the gossip columnists and everything. Mm-hmm. And I heard a rumor they were offering $30,000 for a picture of her dead. And I could see guys going up and trying doors and windows. And I went inside to talk to the manager who was down at the corner's office picking up her paperwork. So I told his wife, we have to get some security here. It's really getting bad out there, and you're going to really get a black mark if somebody gets that picture. Mm-hmm. And so she said, well, I don't have the authority to do that. And I said, well, you better call one of the two brothers downtown and get the permission. And she got one of the brothers on the line. And he said, yes, that's why I said, Alan, to do whatever had to be done. Mm-hmm. The only thing I could think of in security was Pinkerton because it had already been around for almost 100 years. Mm-hmm. So I called him. I said, I want six uniformed guards out here as quickly as you can get them here. They said, do you want them wearing side arms? And I said, absolutely. They showed up, six of them, and that was the beginning of the day of the funeral, although I was there the day before the funeral, and I also helped the embalmer prepare her. And I've been criticized, I understand, online because I described so vividly of what terrible, terrible condition she was in. But I was just telling the truth of what I saw and how I was horrified. And then 20 years later, I'm in Hawaii with my family, going to a bookstore, see this book by Anthony Summers, opened it up, and there's that same picture that I saw of her, and it just took me back 20 years, and I just had goosebumps all over my body. It was just really unbelievable.
Well, it is a horrible photo, and so you saw the corpse and were part of all of this. I mean, how do you think she died?
What do you think the truth is? Murdered. I think she was murdered. I've been in documentaries, been published Germany twice, Japan three times, locally, Westwood Village. Every time somebody calls her and says anything about Marilyn, they just give them my phone number because, as a matter of fact, I was also a pallbearer, and the other five have already died, so I'm the only surviving pallbearer. But it was really a one-time experience, and I do go into a lot of detail, which to a lot of people it's kind of gory, but I just am saying what I saw. And all the people I've talked to over the years, I would say 90% of them say that they thought she was murdered.
And do you think that because of trauma that you saw or because of poisoning?
Neither one. She was given an overdose of chlorohydrate and Nembutal. And I saw Dr. Noguchi's report of the autopsy, and he mentioned in the autopsy that he found some very irritated tissue inside of her organs, and I didn't really pay that much attention to it at the time. Then I got a call from the BBC in London. They wanted to do a documentary. They sent a man from London. We did the documentary. He asked me the same question, murder or suicide. I said, murder, but I'm not sure how it was administered. And he said, well, I know how it was. And I said, you do? Well, then tell me. And he said, they gave her an enema that had this strong dosage in there, and that's what turned this tissue so purple, and they also opened her stomach up, and there was hardly any residue in her stomach. And they said that, considering the amount that was in her system, that there should have been a lot more in her stomach. And everybody knew that she took a lot of sleeping medication every night, and so they probably just waited until she was already under the influence of her own sleeping medication and then went in and did the procedure on her. And when Guy Hawkett, the manager, and his son got there to pick her body up, the maid was up washing sheets at 5 o'clock in the morning. Everything he saw that he told me about, he was suspicious about. He did take the body to the mortuary, but he called a coroner and he said, something really is rotten with this. You better take over this investigation. So the coroner sent two deputies out, picked her body up, and took it downtown for the autopsy.
Well, I have some more questions, and I think you know where I'm going. Who done it? don't go away. We're talking to Alan Abbott. He is the author of Pardon My Hearse and ran the leading mortuary in Hollywood for a long, long time. And we'll get to the other celebrities, Sinatra and Clark Gable, Karen Carpenter, Natalie Wood. My goodness, I think he's seen and done it all. All right, we will continue right after the news break with John Lobertini coming up on KGOA 10.
A lot goes into producing a successful play. With over four decades of producing experience, I can really appreciate watching everything come together without a hitch. My house, center stage, as it sits upon a corner in a quaint neighborhood in Oakland. 15 years ago, after many unsuccessful attempts to paint the home properly, we finally called Armstrong. And talk about a production. I'm talking scraping, sanding, priming, and painting. 15 years later, it's still the shining star of the neighborhood. And of course, all my neighbors and friends call it the Armstrong House. Well worth a standing ovation.
If you plan to keep a property, you should plan to keep it up. Armstrong has helped preserve and protect over 30,000 Bay Area homes and buildings just like yours. Call 777-1234 from any area code or online at armstrong1234.com to schedule a free painting estimate.
Phone 37s and 1234.
License 245291.
Hi, this is Scott Hansen, co-host of the popular Hansen McLean's Money Matters show. For nearly two decades, this program has been broadcast from the Capital Region, and I'm happy to announce is now on KGO, Saturdays at 4 p.m. To learn more, visit moneymatters.com.
I noted that tire tracks leading into the joint were different than the ones going out. Inside, clues were everywhere. Low prices, no appointment necessary. Someone needed new tires, and they needed them now.
Get up to $120 in mail-in rebates on select tires when you use the QuickLane credit card. QuickLane is ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com. Subject to credit approval, rebate by prepaid debit card. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined with QuickLane credit card rebate or offer. See your participating QuickLane for details through 6/30/15.
We are speaking with Alan Abbott. Yes, a glimpse into how celebrities really live and die. Yes, they all pass away. And we have been discussing Marilyn Monroe. Who done it? That and a whole lot more. Yeah, that was the biggest funeral of the 20th century. As we continue, first let's check in with John Lobertini in the KGO News Center.
Well, Drex, our top story at the bottom of the hour, water and the budget. State lawmakers today okayed a record $118 billion budget that spends more money on California's working poor. But Governor Jerry Brown is also pushing an 11th-hour addition to improve water distribution. KGO 810's Mike Simpson tells us this is more important than it may sound.
The governor himself is behind this one, pushing to give state officials the power to force the consolidation of some troubled water agencies with larger, more fiscally sound ones.
Drinking water needs of especially lower-income rural communities are more critical than they've ever been.
That's attorney Phoebe Seaton. She works with supporters and says there are probably a couple dozen small agencies that would benefit. Most are in the Central Valley where there's contamination of arsenic or nitrates.
And they don't have the resources to treat for those contaminants.
Well, blame it on Facebook. Republican Assemblyman Scott Wilk says he mistakenly voted for that budget today instead of against it because of Facebook. Wilk later joked on Twitter that he can't multitask. He was allowed to change that vote. Honda is adding more than 1 million of its most popular models to a growing recall list of airbags that can inflate with deadly force. The recall involves Civics years 2001 to 2005 and Accords from 2003 to 2007.
Got the better of Rakitic. It was great work from him.
The 2014 World Cup may have finally sealed the deal on soccer's popularity here in the U.S., but as KGO 810's Jeannie Lynch reports, soccer is also getting an American makeover.
No heading until the age of 14. Chris Nowinski is with the Sports Legacy Institute.
The data now shows that for middle school soccer players, they're suffering 30,000 concussions a year just from attempting to head the ball at a time where they don't need to. It's not an age-appropriate skill.
Former Women's World Cup champion athlete Brandi Chastain no longer allows the players she coaches or her own children to head the ball before high school.
It's a way for us to leave soccer in a better place than it was when we started.
Space geeks, listen up. We found a Mars simulator. It's here on Earth, and it's uncovering the challenges of living on the red planet. More from correspondent John Stolness.
The six volunteers, five Americans and one Canadian, ranged in ages from 26 to 39 and talked about what they missed most while pretending to be on Mars, such as the feel of wind on their skin and being able to eat non-freeze-dried foods. They also said one of the most difficult things was not being able to shower for more than 6 minutes a week. The scientists were placed in a 1,000-square-foot dome as part of a closely watched NASA experiment to see how people would get along with each other and resolve conflicts during long space missions. In August, another six people will enter the dome and stay there for a full year.
And now to housing in San Jose.
This is one tool that cities will still have to address the housing crisis in the state.
Landmark decision today by the California State Supreme Court. San Jose and other cities can require developers to include affordable housing as a condition for their building permits. But as KGO 810's Kristen Haynes reports, an appeal could be in the works.
The state building industry sued San Jose years ago. The builders claimed the rule was unconstitutional. Attorney Thomas Brown represented the League of California Cities.
These kinds of laws really constitute land use laws. They're restrictions on the use of land, no different from side yards and height restrictions.
Attorney Tony Francois with the Pacific Legal Foundation.
The removal of those homes from the market increases the market price.
Any meaningful change in San Jose is now at least 18 months away. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:33.
Tax problems? They only get worse if you don't do anything. Are you an individual or business that owes the IRS at least $10,000 in back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns? Don't risk garnishments or levies on your wages, bank accounts, or accounts receivable. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group now. They're Better Business Bureau A-rated and accredited. Tax attorneys, enrolled agents, tax professionals, and they guarantee same-day contact with the IRS. No tax problem is too big. They've helped many people just like you with their tax problems. Just pick up the phone and call 800-583-1105 now. If you qualify, Rapid Resolution Tax Group can settle your tax debt for less, remove penalties and fees, stop garnishments and levies. You may even qualify for the IRS Fresh Start program. You do have rights as an American. Don't let your tax problems get worse. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group for a free consultation at 800-583-1105. That's 800-583-1105. Call now.
I noted the tire tracks leading into the joint were different than the ones going out. Inside, clues were everywhere. Low prices, no appointment necessary. Someone needed new tires, and they needed them now.
Get up to $120 in mail-in rebates on select tires when you use the Quick Lane credit card. Quick Lane is ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com. Subject to credit approval, rebate by prepaid debit card. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined with Quick Lane credit card rebate or offer. See your participating Quick Lane for details through 6/30/15.
It is 8:35 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We'll start in Union City, northbound 880 at Alvarado Boulevard. An accident there. Nobody's hurt. Has the left lanes taken out still. Traffic is barely moving back to Thornton Avenue. Livermore, westbound 580 construction still has you stop and go from Fallon Road back to about Greenville Road now. And 580 eastbound on the Altamont Pass at Grantline Road, you got a hit-and-run accident that's blocking the left lane. Jam up from that is almost a half mile back. San Leandro, 580 eastbound at 150th Avenue. Something to watch out for is a stalled vehicle in lane 2. No jam up from that. Just watch out for it, please. We're looking good in the South Bay, though, along the peninsula and in the city and across the Bay Bridge. No issues whatsoever. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the A's are leading the Padres in San Diego tonight, 3-1 in the bottom of the fourth. Giants trailing the Mariners over at AT&T Park. Seattle up 3-1 now, top of the fifth. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. The outlook for the next 7 days can really be summed up in two words, warm and hot. Here's KGO 810 weather forecaster Spencer Christian.
It'll be warmer for most of the Bay Area tomorrow with high temperatures in the mid to upper 80s inland. Along the Bay shoreline, highs tomorrow will reach into the mid and upper 70s, and we'll see low 60s on the coast. Temperatures will rise even higher going into the weekend. Look for mid to upper 90s in our inland communities, and Saturday's heat leads nicely into the arrival of summer on Sunday morning.
Right now, around the Bay Area, we've got mostly clear skies, mild temperatures. It's 61 degrees in Santa Rosa, 55 in Half Moon Bay, 56 in Dublin, 58 in Oakland, 60 in San Jose, 56 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Hear the news on KGO 810, then talk about it on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Goodbye, Norma Jean. No, I never knew you at all. You had the grace to hold yourself while those around you crawled out of the woodwork, and they whispered into your brain.
Well, two certain things about life. It's true, that cliche, taxes and death. And everybody passes away, even the big celebrities. And we were talking about Marilyn Monroe and my guest, Alan Abbott, who is it's his memoir. Pardon My Hearse is the name of the book. It's a great book, and it talks about the behind the scenes of, running and being with some of the leading mortuaries in Hollywood. And
he's mortician to the stars.
Yes, unprecedented glimpse how they really live and die. And just to Marilyn again for a second. So, it was your opinion that she was murdered. Okay.
Yes.
So did she die at the hands of getting too close to JFK, or was this a syndicate kind of sort of situation?
Both the Kennedys obviously had a big stake in her living and talking, and she'd even threatened after JFK stopped taking her phone calls at the White House. So she was under horrible pressure. I mean, I could tell by looking at her body that she had just fallen to pieces. I mean, she needed a manicure, pedicure, didn't have her legs shaven, all kinds of things that just showed the stress she was under. And then at some low point, I believe they got to her. After Maryland service, I think the most notable one was Natalie Woods, which I had a personal stake in because the same Russian Orthodox priest that married my wife and I married Natalie Wood and Richard Gregson, and I picked up Natalie Wood's mother and sister Lana, took them to the same cemetery, Westwood, and that was the highest security of any funeral I'd ever been on. There were guys walking around with microphones up their sleeve, and nobody could take pictures. I mean, it was just unbelievable. And I got the mother and sister seated. I said, I'll be right back in just a moment. And then I went and got the pallbearers. We carried the casket over, set it down, and then about 1 minute before the service started, I'm standing at the head of the grave. I'd done 1,000 times, and somebody in a plaid jacket guy comes walking over, standing next to me. I didn't want to be rude and say, well, who are you and what you're doing here? But it just really seemed strange. And then when her movie came out about 9 months later, my wife and I went and saw it, and when it showed her on the screen and it introduced her love interest, I said, oh, my God. And she said, what's the matter? And I said, that's the guy that was standing next to me at Natalie Wood's funeral. Was
Walken.
Christopher Walken.
Oh, my God.
Well, he was on the boat that night along with Robert Wagner, right?
That's right. They went into Catalina Island, ate dinner, argued, drank, went back to the boat, continue arguing, and then the next thing they know, when they finally give up on the argument, they go down, and she's gone, and the dinghy's gone, and they found her the next morning washed up on the shore.
Mm. But that was very suspicious. What was that ruled? Was that ruled homicide?
No.
No, it wasn't. It should have been homicide because of negligence. In other words, her husband could have done a lot more to see
Robert
that.
Robert Wagner.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And do you think that she was fooling around on the side with Christopher Walken?
Yes.
Wow. That's something.
Why do you think that? Just because of the way he was there? And
well, she had an affair with Warren Beatty when they were making Splendor in the Grass. And so he divorced her. And then she marries the British guy. And then after she divorces him, they meet at a party. And they start talking, and he's saying, like, we ought to go to dinner sometime and talk about old times. And she agreed, and then the next thing anybody heard, they were going to get remarried. Well, he divorced her in the first place because she was having an affair, and then the same thing came up with Christopher Walken. And he just knew that something was not right and tried to get him to admit something, and it all just ballooned out of control.
Wow, that is an incredible story. Once again, the name of the memoir and the book is Pardon My Hearse, with more of these stories and other celebrities. And I was there's so many people that I'm fans of here. I wanted to ask you about Frank Sinatra and Jack Lemmon.
Yeah, they were on Ernie Kovacs' funeral, which I directed and drove the hearse. And I recognized... I didn't recognize Frank Sinatra. My wife bought a magazine a couple of weeks later and says, why didn't you tell me that Frank Sinatra was one of the pallbearers? And I said, oh, my God, that must have been that really short, wimpy guy with a strange profile. I didn't even realize who it was.
It was Frank Sinatra.
I did recognize Jack Lemmon, though.
Yes.
He was just an up-and-coming star at that time. But, you know, I also have worked in over 300 movies and met all kinds of movie people over that period of time with interesting stories, particularly the one with Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton. I can tell you that if you'd like to know.
Sure, absolutely. Please.
Well, I told you that one. I think I already told you that one, didn't I? Where she was upset because there weren't enough people there to greet them at the airport.
Okay, yes, that's that part of the story.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so what about Karen Carpenter? Because she died of anorexia, yes?
Yeah, she only weighed about 85 pounds. And
that's so
when,
sad.
The family was coming out to get into the limousine, her brother was asking the parents, does my hair look okay? I mean, you know,
yikes.
No remorse, no sadness, just, oh, does my hair look okay? I didn't like that at all.
No. How were the parents? I thought that the mother was a little bit to blame for Karen's weight issues.
Yeah, you know, I'm curious about that also.
Well, any psychiatrist will tell you that there's problems out there, and it's undeniable, and people get into situations, and, you know, sometimes it's fatal.
Right. It's not fair to point the finger directly at her,
okay.
But, I mean, she was suffering from anorexia, so something was going on.
Right.
Okay. I find very interesting, I must tell you, Alan, the story about the cremations and the selling of body parts, medical supply companies extracting dental gold from corpses and stuff like that. Do celebrities know that that's going on, or did they know that this was going on when it was happening?
Yes and no. Every crematory had a sign on the wall, "We remove all metal from ashes before packaging." And that was because the employees of the crematories were going through the ashes and getting out the dental gold. But there was a funeral home in Pasadena that we served for many years, and their son, David Sconce, committed a murder that it took 5 years to solve, and he finally went to prison for that. And I would say that one of the people's interest in the book is the fact that there are two cold cases in the funeral industry that both got solved because they just stuck to the evidence and figured out who did what. And this David Sconce was selling body parts. He was taking dental gold out. He'd pick up a body, and he would there was a law that said you can't cremate more than one person at a time. One night they put something like 13 bodies in a retort, started up, went to dinner, and the crematory caught on fire.
No.
And then that brought up the whole scandal about David Sconce and a good friend of mine that he murdered that was also in the funeral business. So, you know, there's a little bit of something for just about everybody in this story.
God. Is there anything that we can learn about the funeral business that we should be warned of?
I wouldn't say so. Now, everything is corporate.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
When we started, nothing was. So things have really changed a lot, and I have just every time I read an article about the funeral industry, it's saying they're in terrible trouble because cremation is just taking over everything, and we saw that coming, and we did an interview with 60 Minutes, and we were asked, "Are you threatened by the cremation business being so high?" And we said, "No, we just do more cremations to make up for it." And we were told, "Oh, you can't tell me that this doesn't bother you, that everything's going to cremation." And of course, we had already bought a new location, which was a third the size of our original mortuary, because all of these changes were coming about, and we just had to adjust for it.
Wow. Okay. Thank you very much, Alan Abbott, for spending some time for us with us this evening. I do appreciate it. Pardon My Hearse is the name of the book. It's his memoir, and it's brand new, and Rags to Riches and Rags to Shroud, stories of what really went on, what goes on with the celebrities. They all live, and we all die. Thank you very much, Alan. Have a great rest of the week.
You too, and thanks. Nice talking with you.
Thanks,
fantastic.
A million.
Thank you. A great conversation. All right.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
That is my favorite stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we will be talking about Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters falling off the stage, and then he went back on the stage. I mean, this is just incredible. I have direct exclusive audio. And then at the top of the hour, employers can fire medical marijuana patients for private off-duty use. Colorado Supreme Court rules today. Wow. We'll get to that in just a few minutes on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Here's a crazy idea from Cash Call Mortgage. Take the mortgage you closed in the last year and look at redoing it at today's 15-year fixed 2.99% rate and APR with no closing costs. Just call 877-890-CASH, and with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you how much your payment could drop with the do-over refi. And you won't pay any points, deposits, or fees. None. It's so easy. Just do the regular paperwork, most of which you already did for your last refi, and we'll do the rest. So make the cash call at 877-890-CASH for today's 15-year fixed 2.99% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs. The do-over refi, only from Cash Call Mortgage. Call 877-890-CASH and see for yourself.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 413-1083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
Having a cleaner come to your home and use nasty chemicals? That makes no sense. That's why you call Zero Res. Zero Res uses safe, scientific, alkaline water that doesn't leave a sticky residue and dries fast. So call Zero Res today for the June summer special. Three rooms clean for only $119, and you get a 10-foot hallway for free. That's right, $119 for three rooms and a free 10-foot hall. Call 877-321-0739. Commercial customers, you get a free quote. 877-321-0739. 877-321-0739.
I noted that tire tracks leading into the joint were different than the ones going out. Inside, clues were everywhere. Low prices, no appointment necessary. Someone needed new tires, and they needed them now.
Get up to $120 in mail-in rebates on select tires when you use the Quick Lane credit card. Quick Lane is ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com. Subject to credit approval, rebate by prepaid debit card. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined with Quick Lane credit card rebate or offer. See your participating Quick Lane for details through 6/30/15.
I have 6 credit cards that I use. I added it up and I pay $863 a month. And I have a balance of $50,000. Can I get the money from LoanMe to pay off these balances so I just have one monthly payment that's lower than these?
Yes, you can. With your good credit, LoanMe can loan you up to $100,000 in about a day. At rates as low as 9.9%, 11.39 APR for the most qualified applicants, and there's no collateral required of any kind, just your signature.
So I borrowed $50,000 from LoanMe to pay off my 6 credit card balances, and now I have just one fixed monthly payment that's lower than the total of those cards. Wow, I'm saving on my monthly budget, and it's much more convenient. Thanks, LoanMe.
So call LoanMe at 844-5-LOAN-ME for up to $100,000 in about a day.
Loan amounts and APR depend on FICO score, income, and ability to make payments. Minimum 660 FICO for this program. Loans made pursuant to California Department of Business Oversight Finance Lender License Number 603K061.
That's 844-5-LOAN-ME.
Tune in and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go for a moon day.
All right, and well, over the weekend, I'm sure you may have heard this. If not, then listen up. If you're a Foo Fighters fan, Dave Grohl fell off the stage during a... Everybody's falling off the show.
Yeah, Stage, yeah.
I mean, who else fell off the stage?
God, somebody did really recently. Okay, so the Edge fell off the Edge.
With you two.
Dave Grohl. Oh, God, who was it? Was it one of those chicks?
I don't know. Diamond Dave from Van Halen.
Oh, he hit himself
with
really
his scepter.
Hard.
Yes,
right.
Knocked himself out.
Look, we love the rock and roll, but you don't have to work that hard.
Well,
I don't
Foo
know.
Fighters. So they were doing the show in Sweden on Friday, and he broke his leg. It happened during the second song, but he received treatment from medics and came back to do the entire 3-hour set. Here, I mean, I would play the audio, but you can't tell the difference anyway.
Oh, he was going to take heroin anyway, so no.
No, we'll chat about it after he tells the audience what time it is.
I think I just broke my leg. I think I really broke my leg. So look, you have my promise that the Foo Fighters, we're going to come back and finish the show. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, right now, I'm going to go to the hospital.
That's
I'm gonna
amazing.
Fix my leg, but then I'm going to come back, and we're going to play for you again.
Oh, Madonna.
You gotta love that with Dave Grohl. But I have to say, it's cringeworthy if you look at the x-ray. Heather was like, oh, it's just a broken leg. Ouch. It's
well,
really
you're so
broken.
Silly. I don't know what you think a broken leg looks like.
I
it's
guess,
just a little skinny bone,
I
not
know,
the big
but
one.
But it was really broken.
Okay, Madonna at the Brit Awards was the other stage
oh,
follower
yes,
we were thinking
that's
about
correct.
When her cape got caught yeah. and she fell on the dancer or whatever
right.
happened.
Yes.
And then Britney Spears did a couple times, right?
That's true.
I think I'm seeing video of Joe Jonas and Katy Perry as well.
Madonna went on with her concert.
Yeah, that was a small fall. She didn't break anything.
What I love about Dave is he did. He came back and finished the concert.
Y'all want to dance? I want to dance, but I can't. But if I could, I'd dance to this.
Nice.
So he had to sit in a chair with his leg up and play with the broken leg. Oh, my gosh.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Everybody always says what a great guy he is. Now he has sealed the deal. No one can take him out. Right?
I don't know. It's just, I freaked when I looked at the, I have not seen an x-ray of a broken leg. I just can't imagine how painful that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right. You married? Well, then if you are, good for you. Congratulations. Hope that's working out. Here are some rules that you should always break. That's right. These are rules that you need to break. Rule number one to break, never go to bed angry. Well, it's not always a good idea, I think, to stay up and resolve these differences. I used to have a friend. They would stay up all night arguing. What's the point?
Oh, because you're not allowed to go to bed
angry?
Yes.
I mean, I remember
this. You hear that all the time.
Oh, my goodness. These stories that he used to tell me, it would go on and on and on. Some nights there would be no sleeping for two nights in a row.
Good God.
Yeah. So, you know, this is a rule to break. It is nice to wrap it up if you can. But, I mean, if it's off the scale, it's just like everybody go to your own corner.
Well, I would be divorced after the first night of not.
She would keep him up and it would go on and on.
If you can't
and
resolve
on
it.
And on.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Then you're just.
What I said.
Extra crabby and you start to hallucinate because you haven't slept. And so, how are you resolving
nuts.
Anything?
No.
All right. So, I guess I don't know anything about marriage because I didn't know this was a rule. But break this one. Your spouse should be your best friend.
Oh, that makes sense to me.
I don't think they should be your best friend because they're your spouse, right?
Well, that's what mine is.
You want to share activities, thoughts, and feelings with your spouse, but one person can't meet all of your needs, so take the pressure off your relationship. And if your spouse doesn't want to talk about emotional issues or doesn't want to do a certain activity, call a real friend.
Yeah, but you can have more than one best friend.
Well, that's true, too.
So, all right, number three, marriage rules you should absolutely break. Always be honest.
That one I believe in.
Studies show couples lie to each other all the time. I mean, and that it doesn't typically have a negative impact on their marriage. Ordinarily, both partners accept that there are some things they would be happier not knowing, and they trust their partner is sensible and responsible enough not to make a bad decision that has serious repercussions. However, if you've made a rule that you should be honest, then occasional fibs or lying or distortion, it's not that, you know. Infidelity, losing your job, you don't want to lie about those things. But when it comes to, like, how much were the shoes, they were 50, not 500.
Wait, what?
50, not 500. 50, not 500.
They were 500, not 50, you mean. Tell the truth.
No. Always be honest. Don't be.
Oh, about the shoes.
Well, I'm saying about certain things. I mean, you don't have to.
And then they say to lie about cheating?
No. Those are big things.
I'm so confused. Look.
If you make an occasional fib or, you know, making it, if it's a constant thing, then it's destructive.
Oh, for sure.
You don't want to lie about gambling, infidelity, that you lost your job.
I think you should lie about infidelity.
Yeah. Their bottom line is, from what I'm seeing here, is they're not always completely honest. A little dishonesty about money issues here and there is not that big of a deal.
Rule number four to break in a marriage is that marriage is a 50-50 proposition because it might not be what you think. So when you think you've done half or 50% of the load, your partner may perceive that as just 25%. So don't start doing it all mathy.
Don't get all mathy on us, especially on a Monday. And this is another rule you should break. Once you're married, your marriage can take care of itself. Well, to a certain degree, that might be true. You got married because you felt secure with the other person and one another. But you got to think back to when you were dating. Will they ask for a second date? Will we go there, this, that, and the other? So, you know, predictability is, I don't know. It's one of those things. There has to be some newness. So you got to make it more fun.
You got to work at it, as they say. Yeah, That's the one. And give 110%.
All right, I want to go to the news center because when we come back, we're going to talk with John Libertini about what's going on with the Colorado Supreme Court and marijuana. That's next on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
You know the TV show where some lucky family gets a complete home makeover absolutely free? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one installer of interlocking paving stones and outdoor living systems. Well, System Pavers is offering a free outdoor living space designed to all listeners who respond to this ad right now by calling 888-PAVE-002. Our design consultant will come to your home, shoot photos, and design your dream exterior oasis, complete with digital renderings, absolutely free. A landscape architect would charge thousands for a similar design. This season, love your home again with our beautiful interlocking paving stones, SP turf, fire pits, custom built-in barbecues, and wonderful outdoor lighting. Act now and take advantage of our most aggressive pricing ever, and with your good credit, get 12 months no interest. Remember, this incredible free design offer is available to all listeners right now. 888-PAVE-002, 888-PAVE-002, or click systempavers.com.
We here at Artio wanted to promote our app that gives you endless stations based on your favorite artist or genre right on your phone. So we hired this big advertising agency, and they were like, all brand alignment and paradigm shift. And we were like, what? And they were like, get out of our office. It's simple. Get the free Artio app, access our stations, or build one of your own for free until you say otherwise. Paradigm shifted. That's RDIO. Artio. Tune to you.
9 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Libertini. Top story at the top of the hour, bracing for fire season. Air tankers dropping fire retardant may